the show, Scarlet Talks, and I'm your host, Scarlet Stone, and I am joined by our leader, Richard Avery.
Hi, Scarlet.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. And you?
I'm very good because today we are talking about one of my favorite things ever, sex toys and vibrators.
Ouch.
Well, you're just a little jealous because, I mean,
can you come close to a
vibrating phallic object?
No, I'm not. exactly. I wouldn't say I'm jealous, but I do have experience with them with girls. And all I can say is the girls love their sex toys. Like, love sex toys.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know girls who don't have sex toys.
I only know one, which I already told you about. She's one of my best friends. But I am always willing
to get her for her birthday.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm always willing to, you know, give sex toys to any of my girlfriends because I feel like it's such a great way to express your sexuality, to see what you like, because ultimately, like, fingers and penises and whatnot, it only goes so far.
So spatulas.
So on that note, we are going to talk about three of my favorite sex toys, or ones that I use most frequently, one of which I was given by Richard Avery, but it was created by one of our founders, Miss Julie Ashton.
Yes.
And it's the pink pocket rocket. It's basically like this. It's like the size of two lipsticks like put together. So it's very small.
All right, let's give a good plug. It's made by Doc Johnson.
Doc Johnson, represent.
Yeah, exactly. Out in the valley. And it's a great toy. Julie's made a ton of money off of that thing.
Yeah. And it's kind of weird because when I first saw it, I didn't think it would be like one of my favorite toys. I didn't know how powerful it would be. But that toy has a lot of spunk in it.
And so is power a big part of good toy?
I think power. What's interesting about this, though, is it doesn't have any kind of escalation speed. Like, it doesn't start out slow or soft or quiet.
Just
and then
one speed.
There's one speed, and I feel like it gets the job done. I mean, sometimes when you're buying a toy, you want a lot of variety, and other times you just want it really simple, and I feel like this really provides that.
And the speed on this is strong enough for
yes.
you to feel.
Yeah.
No, because I know some girls are so not very sensitive, so you need like really powerful stuff before they feel anything. So I know tons of girls that love the pocket rocket, like tons.
And yeah, I think, I don't know what it is about it.
When they started selling that thing like 12, 15 years ago, I think it was, Julie would talk about them on her Night Calls TV show, and they would sell them by the thousands. She made like $1 million off of that toy.
I'm not surprised because it comes with like this sort of like pink rubber
sleeve
that goes on top of it. Yeah. I just threw it away because I didn't need it.
I don't know any girl that uses it.
I just feel like it's a little pointless. Don't. Actually, I think I put it in my huge sex toy drawer, which I'll go into that later. But I put it in there and I found it like a couple months later. It like melted to the bottom of the drawer. I don't know if it got really hot in there or something, but it's completely pointless and
died
useless.
Died of loneliness.
Yeah. I mean, at least it was pink. It was a pretty color. And now like half of my drawer is this weird pink.
That's good.
But I definitely am getting a lot of use out of it.
So the pocket rocket, you've only had one?
One pocket rocket?
Yeah.
I broke it.
Okay.
Now
that we're talking about this, I just realized there's a box of sex toys in my vault from Julie. One of the toys in the box is interesting. I think it's called an Auto Vibe. It's a vibrator that you plug into your cigarette lighter for when you drive.
Okay, that's like an accident waiting to happen.
I know. It looks like a pocket rocket, but you plug it in to the car lighter so you have power. And I'll get you some. I have to go dig those out.
That's going to be my next toy review.
Exactly.
Well, before I get that toy, I'm going to talk about another one that I've had. Number two. We have
countdown.
Two. Okay. Number two. California Exotics. It's this brand that I completely love. They're located in Chino, California. And I get toys from them every month, and they're so accommodating. This one that I'm going to talk about, it's called the Risqué Tulip. It's a 10-function toy, and it looks like just a normal like dildo, like dildo vibrator. It's made out of a really soft silicone. It comes in black, magenta, and like a sort of mauve.
Does it look blue. Like it? It's just like looks like a dildo.
Yeah, it's just like long, smooth, soft. Now, what I love about this is even when you're not using the vibration, like if you have someone just use it like in and out on you, there's something about the shape and how easy it goes in and out. Like I can have a vaginal orgasm from that in like a second.
Wow.
It's insane. I don't know what it is, but if you're like leaning over the bed or if you're on your back and your partner just goes in and out really fast with it, it's like my whole leg shake. Like I like convulse. It's that amazing.
Wow.
So I really recommend it. It's only $24.99. And
is it like, but is it vibrate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's a vibrator, but yet shaped like a penis.
Well, it's not shaped like a penis. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. Yeah. Just go onto the site. It's a 10 function risque tulip. It also has a memory chip, which like if you, I'm telling you,
I remember that last orgasm. I want to do it again.
Well, no, like, I mean, they're creating toys now, at Cal Exotics where if you have an orgasm and you basically push the on and off button for like 3 seconds, it'll go off. But if you push it back on, it'll resume the last function used, like the last vibration. Cause there's probably like 20 different kinds of escalation pulsations.
I know there's like a lot of these toys these days are pretty high tech. It seems like, I mean, they're taking that shit seriously. Like every time I read articles about like companies, like trying to invent the ultimate vibrator or sex toy, or
yeah,
it's pretty high tech. I mean, it's like Silicon Valley's gotten involved in making sex toys now.
Well, they're so definitely coming close. I mean, and for you know, this one, it's $24.99 and it has a memory chip and all these great
little.
Why is
it called the tulip?
I don't know.
It doesn't look like one
because it makes me open up. I don't know. I don't
exactly,
know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I mean, like it's actually really hilarious. I just got this anal plug in the mail last month from Cal Exotics, and it didn't say anal plug anywhere on the packaging. It just said booty call. Like you don't even know that it's an anal plug. You just have to like infer from the name. Yeah. So all these different name tulip, you know, it's just,
well, like,
I don't know who comes up with these.
Yeah. Pocket rocket. What is that? Pocket and rocket.
But at least that one makes sense.
Cause it fits in your pocket.
Yeah, and it like is a rocket
and makes you
on
take
my
off like
vagina.
A rocket.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Number
it's
three.
So great. Oh yeah, okay, number three. So another company that I really love is Joppin. They are definitely more expensive.
This is like high-end kind of
sex
stores.
Like, this is high-end. There was a store located in Los Angeles. I know that there's also one in the UK. It's called Coco de Mer, and I think it might have shut down here, but that was the first
place. Is it on Melrose?
Yeah. It's on Melrose.
I think, you know who owns that?
Who?
I think if it's still there, and I think it's connected to Dave Stewart, the guitar player from the Eurythmics.
Well, set me up.
No, seriously, I think he was one of the owners of it.
Well, whatever he did with that store, it was incredible. They had the most beautiful lingerie,
yeah.
And they actually carried all the products by Joppin. When I was in high school, I remember going there, and I would save up all my money, and I would buy these products, and they're extremely quiet. I think that's why they're really appealing.
Yeah.
They use amazing, the like actual texture and material is really soft. And so far I've gotten two toys from them, one of which was a cock ring. And that one I liked, but you had to charge it like in your computer. So it was a little awkward. But this
sitting
one that
next to your iPhone.
Yeah, I'm like waiting, like I'm, you know, downloading music, waiting for my cock ring to be ready. But this one, number three on our list, it's a Comet wand, and it's from the Key collection. So they have different collections every, you know, couple of months. And this collection, I think it's kind of funny that they're calling it a wand, because when I think of wands, I think of Harry Potter and Dumbledore, and you know, this is something that goes into a pussy and yet it creates magic still.
Well, think of Glenda the Good Witch.
I know. No, that, and this actually looks like it would be hers because it's pink. It's actually, it's one of the most beautiful toys I have ever received or come across as well. It's a curved shape.
Okay.
And it's perfect for G-spot stimulation. And the handle of it is this gorgeous see-through pink glass.
Cool.
It's gorgeous. And it comes in pink, purple, and like a teal green. And you have a 1-year warranty for it, so.
Have you ever tried any glass toys?
I have one, and it has a lot of ribbing on it, and I do like it, but it feels very cold.
Yeah. You know, you can heat them up.
I need to do that because
you put them in a bowl of hot water, and the glass retains the heat.
I think that's what I have to do.
Yeah, I've even heard.
I kind of like close up a little, like I just, you know.
Cold's not fun.
No.
Okay. So that's the top three of your favorites.
Those are my top three right now. I mean, there are a bunch of other ones I obviously love. Any Cal Exotics, Jackrabbit, which they featured on Sex in the City. Yeah. That's how it became famous. But I feel like with those, I wear them out. Like,
I don't know one girl that likes a Jackrabbit, honestly.
I do.
Do you? I don't know one girl that likes a Jackrabbit. It's interesting.
I mean, then again, a lot of the girls you know are porn stars and they're right. Like being pounded with cocks like every day.
That's true.
So
the number one sex toy that I know about is one word, Hitachi. And that's really what it's all about. Actually, we did a whole episode on Porn Star Life Coach about the Hitachi.
And Nikki, what did we find out?
They gushed about them. They love them. Nikki and everybody was talking about how great they are. And now you have one.
I know. I was just given one like a second before this show.
Now you have to try it out.
Yeah, I will. And it's the plug-in to the wall.
It's the official branded Hitachi.
Now, can you tell us there are different versions of it?
Well, what I know about it, I mean, there's different brands. It's just like different brands. If you go to Amazon.com, like you type in Hitachi wand, you'll hear like there's 50
wand numbers. Again,
yeah, and they're all like, oh, for your back, and like, yeah, right. And then there's all these different kinds and then and stuff, so you'll find many different kinds. But the cool part is that the girls, everybody girl I know that has one, you know, like I said, they love them, and they keep them right next to their bed, plugged in at all times, they're ready to go. You have to be ready because you just...
Do they ever stick it inside of themselves?
No, you can't. It's so big. It's just a...
But I mean, come on. Like, I'm sure they have tried. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, possibly. But they're mainly the girls just love them right on top of the clit. And a lot of times some girls will add and then putting fingers up for insertion or sometimes dildos. But they like the... It's like 2 speeds, maybe 3 speeds. And some girls like it really slow and take time and enjoy. Some girls like it really fast and hard. I mean, they're all over Julie land. I mean, the Hitachi, I think, is in practically every solo video I do.
Yeah.
But now you have one. So we expect a blog post, I hope, about like your own review experience, like a date with a Hitachi.
I went on a date tonight. I
cheap bastard, like, didn't buy dinner.
Well, no, I was going to say, like, this actually happens all the time where my friends are like, hey, you want to go out? And I'm like, no, you know, I actually have a lot of work to do. Meanwhile, I just hang up the phone and I'm like masturbating all night. Like,
I know everybody who does that.
Little do they know.
Exactly.
What's really going on.
Exactly.
But yes, I'm going to do a blog post. I'm starting this new series of posts. It's called The Time I Something. And so this is
like the time I was in band camp kind of a thing.
Yeah, basically. And I've done 2 of them already. I did the time I popped his cherry.
Right.
And then
that was good, by the way.
Thank you. I think he enjoyed it as well. and then I did the time I had sex in the dark, which has only happened once in my entire life. This one is going to be.
What do you like, daylight or something? Can we turn all the lights on, please? I want to see the performance.
Well, yeah, like I said in the article in so many words that I just don't like it to be dark because I feel like you go to bed with someone and you're having sex, you can't see their face, and it's just not my thing.
But if it's dark, do you automatically think, hey, it's time to go to bed, I'm tired? Like,
Maybe. It just is like, it's just such a mood killer for me. Maybe I need to bring a Hitachi and turn off the lights. I have to like,
tonight, I know what's going on tonight.
Yeah, but this toy review for the Hitachi, it's probably going to be called The Time I Tried My Hitachi or
exactly.
something like that. So yeah. Please keep your eyes out for that.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me about
sex toys.
What goes buzzing in the night.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. God, I'm just thinking like all the dirty little things.
I know. So. All right. Well, we will talk to you guys soon. Thank you for listening in. I'm Scarlett Stone and Richard Avery.
Yeah, it's me, Richard.
How can we follow you?
Oh, of course. At on Twitter is at Julieland. The staff mainly tweets on that one, but I tweet once in a while on at Dick Avery.
Okay. And for me, you can follow me at Scarlett_Stone on Twitter, and you can read all my blog posts on the Julieland blog. We will talk to you soon.
See ya. Mwah. Bye.